A leading light in our international tourism industry remarked to me the other day, "Mike, our industry has officially sunk into a state of depression." I alluded to this yesterday with Air New Zealand boss, Greg Foran. Tourism Minister Stuart Nash has sunk the industry's morale by signalling that they should not expect significant numbers of overseas visitors to start returning to our shores for another 12 months, for God's sake. While most of the world does its damnedest to re-stimulate global tourism, hello Fiji, we look like a nervous Nigel, struck down with stage fright at the boarding gate, and we are slipping off the travel world's radar, off their imagination. Even Western Australia is reopening in 6 weeks' time. The most fortified Australian state is lowering the drawbridge to the world. We are possums stuck in the headlights. Risk aversion has been overcooked in this country. We are steadily strangling to death a golden goose. The Tourism Export Council estimates 30% of our tourism businesses have already been wiped out. And as much as tourism operators warmly welcome the exodus of Aucklanders splashing their cash across the country, as we heard yesterday, for many, it will not save their summer. There is nothing good on the horizon. They have nothing to shoot for. Yes, overseas visitors can start crossing the border in May, but their first week in self-ISO. Imagine you're an Aussie couple dreaming of enjoying a weekender in Queenstown or a weekender on Waiheke. It's a fantasy with that doorstopper of 7 days self-ISO. It must be done away with as a first step to lower risk countries. And Omicron cannot be used as an excuse to re-fortify our hermetically sealed posture. This government's lack of vision, its lack of vigour, lack of passion, and customary lack of clarity is soul-destroying.